So, welcome to Time with Young Disciples. For those listening on the airwaves, we are up here, and Jesse, tell me what we have here. What are we holding?
A backpack.
Okay, a backpack, kind of like a backpack that you take to school, put your books in?
No, it's a thing you take camping when you're backpacking in like a mountains.
And you've had some recent experience with that. Tell me what, we got several scouts here with us today. Where have y'all been recently?
DURIs.
Okay. Twice, I think, in the last 30 days, I think. And what was the last big trek that you did in the URIs?
I think we did a trail around Lick Mountain.
Okay. Lick Mountain. So for those who know a little bit about the URIs, and there are some folks here, that is quite the hike. So why do you take a backpack like this?
Because it's easy to carry all your stuff, and like, it's kind of hard hiking when you have like little handbags.
Okay. It would be hard to hike with little handbags, but that would be really cute. Yeah, right. Well, so now y'all, things have changed a bit over the years. Some of us remember, all members of 447 and 1447 remember, and 420 and the other troops in town. A lot of you have learned how to use a compass. What's a compass for when you're out in the wilderness?
To know where you're going.
Now, there's been an upgrade to the compass, y'all. Now, scouts are allowed to use their smartphones as a compass. I see some real problems with that strategy. When you're several hours out on a trail away from electricity, but things advance. What is one of the most important things that you have to carry in your backpack?
Water.
Okay, good job. Yep. Water and food. But water is what you're going to run out of fastest, right? Yeah? Now, a lot of us remember the days of the canteens. I looked desperately for my old canteen. I couldn't find it. Then canteens have gotten upgraded to, for folks listening online, I'm holding up a nice water bottle that has got all the measurements on it. This upgrade occurred because now you can put all the powder drinks in that makes your purified water, well, not taste terrible, right? All right, so that's an upgrade. But y'all, we don't stop there. I'm gonna have our young scout here explain what this is, reaching to the bottom of the backpack. So now I'm holding something that looks like an old school water bottle that your grandma used to have. We'll just leave it at that. So it's this blue bladder bag thingy with the tube that stretches. So you want to explain that to us, young scout?
You put water in it and you close it up and you can put it in your backpack and you can put it through a hole and then you can just like drink it. And you can squirt people with it. It's very fun.
And you can squirt people with it. And now the backpacks are literally built to have a bag for this camel bag to go with.
That, and it goes out the side of the backpack so you can just like swing it around your neck and just drink.
So today, Pastor Jim is going to be walking us through a discussion about when we go out into the wilderness. And so I think it's important for us to think about how we prepare. Water being one of the most important things, how you get clean water to keep your body going, right? Food. And what's the purpose of the compass?
To not lose direction.
Okay, to not lose direction. I think for all of us, reaching to the bottom of the backpack again, what is this?
It's the Bible.
So for us, each week, we will touch the wilderness, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we need to be able to keep our direction. So while I can't speak too much about using your smartphone as your compass, I can encourage you that this is how we keep our direction during the week as Christians. We go to prayer, and we go to the Bible, and we go to our fellowship. All right, I also wanted to give a little preview. Next week is Scout Sunday, so the scouts and the pack and the crew will all be coming in to help with the scripture. I want to thank the scouting program as they cleaned our the road right in front of us. picking up trash yesterday. Been very active in scouting. Also helped volunteer at Shrove Tuesday. So thank you for all that. And we look forward to welcoming y'all formally to Scout Sunday next week. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for the guidance that you give through your Holy Scripture, through the prayer and support of the Holy Spirit, through the fellowship, tender care of others. Lord, help us to boldly go into the wilderness, to pause to see the work of your incredible hands, to keep our direction, to seek our direction through you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.